The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm really glad that Junior Brown, right here in Austin, Texas, where he's really launched himself, is getting so popular. Because let me tell you, he deserves it. That where he plays steel guitar and a regular guitar at the same time. Listen to that. He's one of the best steel guitar players out there. I love his beach rock, rockabilly. This is what I listen to, or classical music on the weekend when I've had to relax for a few hours and read a book or make dinner or whatever. I have this cranked up Saturday and Sunday for hours. Man, that's good stuff. Speaking of beach music, surf music, let's talk to Bryant in Hawaii. Surf's up, my friend, huh?
My name is Brant, by the way. My brother is Brian, so let's not...
Well, Brant, they spelled it wrong, but let's just call you the man from Hawaii.
Yes, I am a surfer, and let me tell you, I know about Obama, and I know about Hawaii, and I know about the whole deal. Now, listen, if nobody recognized Jesus when he was around, how do you think people are going to recognize the devil? First of all, he signed in with the Quran. You know what I'm saying? He had the Quran on top of the Bible.
And when I forgot about that.
Listen, Alex, when he, I just got confused for a second. Give me a second.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm understanding.
Okay, so he signed in with the Quran, but besides that, in March 22nd, he rode a white donkey. Do you remember what he did? He stood in the ascension spot in Israel. The same.
I forgot about that. Right? Yeah, it's totally in your face.
He is the devil. The thing is, people don't recognize it because he's a regular man. See, Jesus came as a regular man. It has to be a...
Well, let me say this then. If he's really the Antichrist, all hell's about to break loose.
It is, Alex. That's why I love you, because I take your products, and let me tell you, you're right, and so was Manning. See, he had to digress and say that he was the son, because, see, you're saying he's not, but I really know he is, and that's why I was able to get...
Well, I mean, the Bible says there's many antichrists, and who knows, Obama could leave office and become the head of the UN later if he is the antichrist. I know this, people that have been around him and stuff say he's really evil. And I don't know. I don't think he's some ESPN watching trendy, but he's not. He laughs and goes, "It's not fair. We have to bring everybody in from Syria." Well, then he blocks Christians. For every like 300, 400, 500 radical jihadist types, he'll bring in one Christian. I mean, he just literally hates Christians. He absolutely hates them.
That explained the Antichrist, and he qualifies 14 out of 16.
Well, you know, I guess the other two is, I guess he's got to have a wound in his head and then have a miraculous recovery, right? And that's when he then really launches. And then what's the other one?
Scar in his head. We always saw that scar on his head in a couple pictures.
Yeah, but it's a public wound, a grievous wound.
What God is saying.
Hold on a minute. Everybody said Gorbachev was the Antichrist. He had a birthmark. That's not what the Bible says. It's a grievous wound, a lethal wound in the head that he miraculously recovers from. And that the whole world can see the talking beast that's in all the open areas. Everyone sees him worldwide in this talking marvel that is the beast, which is a giant jumbotron or holographic TVs. I don't think we're there yet, but we're getting close with the mark of the beast and the cashless society and the whole nine yards. I think that Hillary's giblet, turkey giblet, is the Antichrist, that thing that hangs down beneath her neck. I think that the giblet of, what's that guy's name, the Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl. I think Richard Pearl's turkey gullet, where he keeps the cream gravy, is the Antichrist. I'm not trying to poo-poo what you're saying. I'm trying to have some fun. This is pretty scary stuff, brother. You know what? We're going to find out soon. I love you. Caller from Hawaii. Sorry the name got wrong or I read it wrong. William and Sean and others. I don't know if Paul's going to go to you. You can find out. Paul Watson coming up, all fresh pony in the chute, ready to come galloping out. This donkey has completed his transmission, but I'm going to follow some reports from the nightly news. Coming up in T-minus 6 hours, 55 minutes at InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and select TV stations around the country.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. And I'm from England, a country where our own national flag is called racist and banned, but waving an ISIS flag next to Parliament is perfectly fine. Yes, that actually happened, if you remember the story. And I'm from Britain, a country where we let in 300,000 immigrants net every single year, yet still revel in our own collective white guilt and ban our own flags to avoid offending immigrants. Can you imagine a situation in the United States where on the 4th of July, the local governments, the city governments, ban the US flag, ban the display of Old Glory because it might offend Mexican immigrants, because it might offend Muslims? Well, St. George's Day is nowhere on the scale of the 4th of July, but it is England's national day of supposedly celebrating its heritage. But that is no longer permissible in the new multicultural society that we're now living under in today's day and age. We got this story out of the Express, which Alex touched upon earlier. anger as council officials say UK city is too multicultural to celebrate St. George's Day. Too multicultural to celebrate our own country, to display our own flag. An English city council refused to host St. George's Day celebrations because the area is too multicultural. And, you know, Bristol is not even, compared to many areas of London, that, quote, multicultural. So if it's happening in Bristol, it's happening everywhere else. Bristol City Council allowed the National Day to pass without a single event for the patron saint, despite its history, dating back to 1222. Council chief said 91 different languages are spoken in the town, and it would be very difficult to commemorate them all. Some in the area feel as though the English symbols have been hijacked by far-right groups and are concerned about being branded racist. There's that collective white guilt once again. We're racist, even though we're letting 300,000 immigrants into a country with a population of 60 million every single year. That means we're racist, even though we're the most tolerant country in Europe for this. Got to get that white guilt going. According to the Daily Star Sunday, Kafna Wolf, founder of 91 Ways to Build a Global City, which aims to unite Bristol's multicultural communities, said people can be frightened of the white and red St. George's flag. So, because it triggers people, because it frightens them, because it violates their safe space, it's banned. This is the national flag of England. This is the national day of commemoration of England's history, going back to 1222. And it's banned because it might offend minorities, because it might offend immigrants, because it might offend Muslims. What's not banned is if you're walking around the Houses of Parliament, Westminster, the very heart of government in the capital city of the country, waving an ISIS flag. That's perfectly acceptable. This is from back in July, and we covered it at the time. Police criticised for not arresting man carrying ISIS flag near Parliament. Police have been criticised for failing to arrest a man who was seen wandering near Big Ben, draped in an Islamic State flag. The man was photographed walking past a group of scouts outside the Houses of Parliament as he wore a large ISIS flag on his back. He was carrying a small child on his shoulders who was waving a smaller flag in their hand. And you can go to the Guardian article and see the picture. Giant Islamic State flag draped over most of his body, walking around central London, walking past the Houses of Parliament, walking past Big Ben, draped in an ISIS flag. That's perfectly acceptable. Doesn't matter if that causes offence to anyone. The very symbol of a group that has decimated, that has massacred Christians across the Middle East, that has beheaded people, that has put people into tanks and drowned them alive, that has burned people alive in cages. You can support them. You can wave their flag. That's perfectly acceptable. Doesn't matter who takes offence. But God forbid, would you want to wave the flag of England, the St. George's Cross, on St. George's Day? This is the state of political correctness in Great Britain. If you think you've got it bad in America, you ain't seen nothing yet. And of course, it's not the first time we've seen this. In fact, I put an article out 3 years ago, May 2013. Council vetoes display of English flag because it's, quote, offensive to Muslims. A local council in England vetoed the display of St. George's Cross flag over concerns it would be offensive to Muslims while allowing the rainbow flag of the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender pride movement to be flown. And of course, the dichotomy is, what are they going to do, given how intolerant Muslims are towards gay people, towards transgender people? What are they going to do when they demand that those flags be taken down? Because they cause offence. Because, of course, as we saw from a poll a couple of weeks ago, 52% of Muslims think that homosexuality should be illegal in the United Kingdom. Should we take offence to that? Or are we going to accept this? Are we going to accept them when they call for the rainbow flag of the gay pride movement to be removed? Leftists are going to have a certain dichotomy when it comes to that situation. But to be fair, in the past, when this has happened, they've talked to more mainstream Muslim groups and asked them, what do you think about this? Are you offended by the display of the English flag, the St. George's Cross? And as is quoted in this article, in fact, a spokesman for the Bristol Muslim Cultural Society, where this flag, display of this flag, the commemoration of St. George's Day, was just basically banned, not recognised by the council. He said, quote, use by the far right is one thing, but to say that Muslims are offended, I don't think is correct. We understand the flag is part of this country's heritage, and in fact, many Muslims will identify as being British themselves. So even the Muslims themselves, when they ask them, they're not even offended by it. So who are they trying to protect here? These are the same councils that, for example, in Rotherham, in Oxford, in Rochdale, in all these different areas of the United Kingdom, covered up, in some cases for over a decade, child grooming, child sex abuse trafficking scandals. Again, being run, being overseen by groups of Muslim men, predominantly Pakistanis. In Rotherham, the council covered it up for 13 years while these children, who were mainly white girls, were being abused. When asked why, they said, well, political correctness. We don't want to cause offence by drawing attention to the fact that this is a huge problem amongst Muslim communities, amongst Pakistani Muslim gangs, where they kidnap children, they sell them into the sex trade, they abuse them. A number of these scandals across the United Kingdom, which have come out over the past 5 years, and they covered it up to not cause offence, just like now they're telling people they can't display the St. George's flag not to cause offence. And in fact, if you look at this article from 2013, there are more examples. During the World Cup, okay, so this is soccer. This is not even affiliated with any kind of national celebration. God forbid we would want to express any pride in our own country, right? That's not allowed anymore under this new culturally diverse society. But even during the World Cup in Bolton, in Coventry, people were flying the St. George's flag to support the England soccer team. They were told by councils to take it down because it could be deemed racist. This is the flag of England. This is not, you know, a swastika. This is not a KKK flag. This is the flag of the country in which we live. In 2009, Labour-run Sandwell Council withdrew funding for a St. George's Day parade, citing fears that it might attract far-right elements. So this hasn't just happened now. This hasn't started in 2016. We've been documenting this for at least 7-8 years. This is the state of multiculturalism in Britain today. And on that note, moving on to our next article, and this is going to be posted up on Infowars.com here over the next 10-15 minutes. Former US diplomat: suicidal migration policies will cause Europeans to flee their countries. Listen to these amazing quotes. This is former US diplomat Adam Topolansky, who worked for the US State Department between 1984 and 1988. He warns that Europeans will flee their own countries as a result of suicidal migration policies that have seen millions of Muslim asylum seekers pour into the continent over the last year. In an article for Hungary Today, and the article links through to that original editorial, Topolansky says that European countries like Hungary and Czech Republic that have refused to bow to the migrant influx, and of course have been labelled racist and xenophobic for merely wanting to protect the integrity of their own borders, will become a refuge for European citizens who will become migrants in their own land as a result of mass Muslim immigration. Listen to this quote. Tens, possibly hundreds of thousands of German, Dutch, French, Belgian and other Western European citizens may opt to move to Hungary in the next 20 to 30 years and settle there in the wake of the migration crisis. He adds that, quote, reverse migration is a predictable trend because European citizens, quote, will want to escape their leaders' suicidal migration policies and will seek a safer place to retire. This is a former top US diplomat, worked for the US State Department basically saying that European citizens are going to become migrants on their own continent. Western Europe is going to be overtaken by this mass wave of Muslims, and that Central Eastern European countries like the Czech Republic, like Hungary, are going to become a new refuge for Europeans fleeing from the West. We'll get into it more after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
We are back on the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, vital for you to
fuel the tank. We're going to be sending more reporters to Bilderberg this year. And that doesn't come cheap when you're sending people not only all over the US, but all over the globe to cover these developments. So please show your support, as you have done, and continue to do so at InfoWarsStore.com. So basically in Europe, we've got local government councils saying that it's offensive and racist to commemorate our own country's history, but walking around the centre of London, right outside the Houses of Parliament, waving an ISIS flag is perfectly acceptable. This is the attitude that leads to the dissolution of Western society, the collapse of Western civilization, and that's exactly what this former top US diplomat, Adam Topolansky, is warning about in his editorial. Suicidal migration policies will cause Europeans to flee their countries. So he's basically predicting that by 2050, Muslim migrants, and this is just a statistical fact, if you drill down into the numbers that are being imported every single year, if that continues, then these Muslim ghettos, which created the Paris massacre, which created the Brussels metro and airport bombing, will not only continue to develop, but they will continue to spread to more areas of major cities. And he's basically saying that the few countries, the likes of Hungary, Croatia, Czech Republic, that have refused to bow down, that have actually defended the integrity of their own borders, of their own national identity, those will become the safe havens for Europeans to go and live, simply to be safe, simply to avoid mass societal disorder and civil unrest, which we know separately the elites are preparing for. Quote, whatever the future will bring, one thing is predictable. The preferred place for all Europeans by the middle of the century may wind up to be East Central Europe. That's what this top former US diplomat is saying about the migrant crisis, that it's destabilized the continent, that it's, quote, altered the way of life, the religious and cultural fabric. And that's exactly the point. I mean, Angela Merkel herself admitted back in 2010, along with David Cameron, that multiculturalism has failed. And you can see that with your own eyes if you go into any of these so-called diverse areas in major European cities. Go into Molenbeek. Not very diverse. Go into certain areas of Paris. Again, not very diverse. Go into areas of East London. Go into Whitechapel. Go into Tower Hamlets. In fact, if you go on my Twitter, you can see a video walkthrough of Whitechapel in East London. See how diverse that is. None of this is diverse. The very same white middle-class liberals who preach all day about open borders, they don't live in these migrant areas. There's no diversity because they don't want to live there. Because it's not a nice place to live. It's a crap hole, I'm sorry. Because these people have no loyalty to the country. And we've asked them in polls and they've said that. That's why these middle class liberals don't want to live there. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Diversity doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It's created ghettos, which have become centres of radicalisation for ISIS terrorists, as ISIS said in their own manifesto, was their plan. To hijack the migrant crisis, to create more radicalised ghettos in major European cities, to use as bases to launch new attacks. That's exactly what we saw in Paris, that's what we saw in Brussels, Belgium, and that's what we're going to see over the next 10 years throughout Europe. And every time there's another major attack, the left is going to go on Twitter and start a hashtag, you know, pray for Berlin, pray for Dresden, pray for Munich, wherever else it happens next. They're going to go on the street, they're going to hug a Muslim, and it's going to do absolutely nothing. It's only going to embolden our enemies, and it's only going to obfuscate and hide the fact that many of these extremists, many of these jihadists have support from Islamists who are living in our communities. That's how Salah Abdeslam was able to escape capture, the Paris massacre culprit, for 3 months living in Molenbeek amongst his friends and family, who protected him. And when the police showed up to try to arrest him, they were pelted with stones and rocks by the rest of the people in Molenbeek. That's your diversity, that's your multiculturalism. It's failed. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself. You're back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And that article I was talking about before the break, former U.S. diplomat, suicidal migration policies will cause Europeans to flee their countries, has just been posted as of a minute ago on Infowars.com. So get that out. Again, amazing quotes that have echoed numerous other prominent voices throughout Europe. We're talking heads of police departments. We're talking heads of militaries. We're talking security experts in France and Germany, Switzerland, Norway, all of these countries who are saying that the pace of this, the breakneck speed of importing these millions of migrants, is going to lead to civil unrest, to social disorder. It's going to lead to mass resentment, as is already happening in Germany, which is why they have to cover up the fact that all these crimes, all these rapes are being committed by these migrants. That's why they had to cover up the Cologne mass molestation on New Year's Eve for days, because they, quote, don't want to legitimize critics of mass migration. They care more about the narrative than they do about the safety of women or the very existence of Western civilization. These people, these political leaders, have completely sold us out. And even in Sweden now, they're getting uppity about it. Sweden, the country where some of the politicians there want to give returning ISIS jihadists jobs and welfare. That is the liberal basket case that Sweden has become, where the government demands that people hand over their garages to house refugees, or you're a racist. But now Zero Hedge reports Swedes revolt over refugees near schools, demand effing answers from Stockholm City Council. This is the quote, and you can watch the video. You can't just sit there when we come here looking for answers and say you can't answer that. That is not okay. There has to be some effing order in a democracy, but you are not answering our questions. We all want effing answers. We will stop shouting when you answer our questions. So it was basically a council meeting during which they were debating the council's plans to relocate hundreds of Muslim migrants right next to a school. And the Swedish people in Stockholm aren't very happy about it. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be because of the colossal amount of young girls and children being raped near schools? Which is why a school in Bavaria, as we reported last year, sent a letter home to parents telling them not to let their daughters wear short skirts, because they housed migrants in a nearby gymnasium. In fact, the gymnasium was attached to the school. They just turned it over to migrants because they've basically got no space left in Germany. They're kicking out Germans out of social housing to house migrants. And they said, look, these people are from a different culture. Some of them like to rape young girls. So it's not like, well, what should we do about that? That's a horrible culture. Why are we importing that? What the hell's going on? No, it's, you have to adopt to their bad culture, not we have to reject their culture in the first place. That's what's happening in Europe, and now even Swedes are up in arms about it. Zero Hedge also reported this weekend, Swedish Muslim politician quits after refusing to shake women's hands. Of course, we've seen that before. We saw it in England, a video a couple of weeks ago. One of the local councillors, who supposedly, you know, represents the resident living in the town, refuses to shake a woman's hand. Again, because he's from a terrible culture that is intolerant and that treats women little better than farmyard animals when you get down to it. Kit Daniels just put up an article on Infowars.com. Activists expose illegal Sharia law court. Muslim migrants create their own state within a state. A shocking video shows activists exposing a Sharia law court operating inside London and outside British law. The court, publicly known as the Islamic Sharia Council, is one of an estimated 100 Sharia law courts carrying out legal matters in the UK in accordance with Islamic law. And again, these are the courts that run parallel to British law, i.e. in direct violation of it, but that's okay, because we don't want to offend the precious Muslims, of course. And in these courts, you know, women are disenfranchised. Men can get divorced by just saying, I divorce you, and that's it. For women, it's virtually impossible, even if they're in an abusive relationship, which often they are, because they're treated as second-class citizens. And then you look at polls, support for Sharia law. Again, huge numbers of Muslims living in the UK support it. A majority of Muslims living in the Middle East support it. And, you know, eventually it doesn't just stop at disenfranchising women in divorce courts. It extends to more glorious examples of good culture, like chopping people's hands off for stealing and stoning gay people to death. That's Sharia law as it operates in some countries in the Middle East. And now it's slowly creeping into Britain. Breitbart reports, and I've got a ton of this news, I'm just going to keep going with it because it's just effusive every single week, pouring out of every orifice, this takeover of Europe. In Sweden, migrant wife beaten for wanting to learn Swedish. So this is someone who's trying to assimilate. We can't have that. Let's beat the crap out of them. An asylum seeker living in Sweden beat and kicked his wife in the head because she was reading to learn Swedish, police have confirmed. The 37-year-old Afghan migrant launched the attack on his 32-year-old wife yesterday in an attack that was witnessed by other migrants at their asylum center. And again, a lot of these migrant attacks aren't even taking place, you know, in the streets. They're taking place in these migrant centers to the point where police in many towns and villages in Germany have just said, we're not going to go there anymore. Because they're being so overstretched, they're being called out to riots, to mass brawls in these migrant centres between people coming from different countries, because of course most of them aren't Syrian, a lot of them are North African. They're being called out for migrants, you know, beating and killing their wives. We had a case a couple of weeks ago where a migrant just killed his wife. So this is what's happening in these migrant centres. So it's not just out on the streets. But don't worry, because the Pope is coming to the rescue once again. Report, this is out of Truth Revolt. Pope ditched two refugees once he found out they were Christians. One of the most appalling aspects of the current refugee crisis is that persecuted Christians across the Middle East are being completely ignored in favor of Muslim migrants. And you can see the truth of that in the numbers. And in fact, CNS News does a new report on it every single week where they say, you know, number of Muslim migrants admitted to Europe over the past month. And it's something like, you know, thousands and thousands of Muslims and like three Christians. And of course, the number of Muslims is going to be greater, but not to that degree unless there's a deliberate policy or there's more of an urge on behalf of Muslims to get to Europe. So even when the world's most prominent Christian figurehead does nothing to help but instead worships at the altar of multiculturalism and its New World Order, what hope is there for Middle East Christians fleeing genocide? A disturbing report claims that when Pope Francis found out that two of the 12 Muslim refugees he recently planned to take back to the Vatican turned out to be Christians, he, quote, dropped them like a hot potato. This is the Pope we're talking about. Ruler and Malek Abbo, a Christian brother and sister duo who hail from Syria, say they've been let down by the Pope after he left them behind at Lesbos refugee camp. They were promised a new life in Italy. The two were two of the lucky chosen 12 refugees selected by the Vatican to be taken from the desperate camp and housed in Rome, but what seemed like the chance of a lifetime was cruelly snatched away when they were told the following day they couldn't go. Instead, three Muslim families were taken because we don't have enough Muslims pouring in, thousands and thousands compared to a handful of Christians. The Pope rejected the Christians and again chose the Muslims. This is the same Pope who has completely betrayed Catholics by adopting this ridiculous one world order global religion, this global warming climate change crap which he constantly pushes. This is the Pope who has betrayed Christians, and in a very real world example, that happened once again. Daily Mail reports, Afghan couple who have 9 children and receive $5,000 a month in benefits have asked for free IVF treatment after arriving in Austria. Again, debunking the argument that we need all these migrants for cheap labor and that they're such a boon to the economy and they don't drain our resources at all. Even though in countries like Sweden, the majority of welfare payments go to migrants, despite the fact that they only make up about 7% of the population, 58% of welfare payments in Sweden go to migrants, because most of them of working age are not working. Again, debunking that argument that we need them for cheap labour, that's disproven by the Czech Republic, a country that has had a stable population for 100 years, that has had very limited immigration, and yet which is the most thriving economy in Europe, high standard of living, affordable housing for the population, great place to visit for a holiday, you know, high quality of life, because they've had a stable migration level. They've took in skilled immigrants, which is always a good idea. They've kept out the hordes of people who are just going to suck off the welfare system, and their economy has prospered. So again, debunking this argument that we need them all for cheap labour. Over in France, they're feeling the full effect of this cultural enrichment once again. Video shows migrant women beat 16-year-old girl for wearing a dress. Video out of France shows a group of migrant women beat a 16-year-old girl they labelled as a slut for wearing a dress. As the victim reportedly did not know the assailants, the attack appears to have been a random act of violence. Fortunately, a man was able to pull away the most vicious assault. And if you look at this woman, she's literally like 6'4", a giant hunk of a woman, a land whale, if you will, and she's basically beating the crap out of this poor girl because she's wearing a dress in France, in Western Europe. Again, another example of cultural enrichment. Need I go on? Mail Online reports US embassy worker who ran Bangladesh's only LGBT magazine is hacked to death by Islamist militants along with another person after receiving threats online. So LGBT advocates in countries like Bangladesh are being hacked to death for publishing magazines, yet what is the British Foreign Office concerned about? Well, they're concerned about North Carolina's bathroom law and the fact that, you know, a tiny proportion of the population which identifies as transgender, 0.03%, might be offended by having to use the bathroom of their biological birth. Well, God forbid. Meanwhile, LGBT advocate hacked to death in Bangladesh. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares. Transgender bathroom's more important, of course. Switching gears now, we're going to go to this Mark Dice video. He basically went out to the beach in San Diego and asked Americans what they thought about the fact that the word gullible had been removed from the dictionary. Here's the clip.
Words that enter the public lexicon, like selfie and twerking, and they're added to the dictionary. So Webster's Dictionary Company has been removing words to make room for new words. It removed, amongst other things, the word gullible from the 2016 dictionary edition to make words for, like, twerking.
Okay.
You think that was the right decision to do?
No. Do not.
You think maybe they should have just added a few extra pages instead of removing words like gullible from the dictionary?
Yeah, I agree. But I got to run. But thanks.
All right, thank you. This year, the dictionary has decided to remove some older words that aren't being used as much. One of those words is gullible. Not enough room in the dictionary, apparently, with all the new words coming into use. Do you think that's the right decision, or should they just have maybe, like, added some extra pages to the new dictionary editions?
I believe it's always best to add to the dictionary, you know, because, you know, everybody's is, you know, trying to learn more and, you know, add to life. So, yes, I believe you should add to it.
Do you think the word gullible is still relevant today?
Yeah, I got called that yesterday.
Oh,
I got called that yesterday.
Oh, no. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
So you think gullible should still be included in the dictionary?
Definitely. Yeah.
Any thoughts on the dictionary company removing the word gullible from next year's editions?
It doesn't really make any sense because it wouldn't cost much just to add more pages and add more words. Why would you want to remove? Like, why would you want to remove
That's
knowledge?
What we're trying to find out. We're just getting people's thoughts. It doesn't appear to make any sense whatsoever.
That's just a sample of the insanity that you'll find on my YouTube channel.
That's Mark Dice's latest video, which you can see up on Infowars.com. He actually sent me a message after I posted that article pointing out that this is not the first time that he's gone there and asked people what they think about the word gullible being removed from the dictionary. He's done it before. So it wasn't just those few people you saw in the clip. There were several more in separate video. Also, he went out on the beach and asked people what they thought about the word intelligence being removed from the dictionary. And of course, in every single example, they actually believed him that that was what was happening. There's an interesting article on The Guardian in relation to this by Sandy Mann, you know, trying to get to the bottom of why people appear to be more dumbed down, why they appear to be more tuned out of reality. Despite the fact that the internet has given us basically the world's knowledge base at our fingertips, why do people seem to be dumber, more zombie-like, more zoned out than ever before? Could it be the ubiquitousness of mass entertainment? Sandy Mann argues that constant overstimulation and faster-paced amusements have resulted in attention spans shorter than those of goldfish. And that's been scientifically proven now. Less than 8 seconds. Quote, we are hardwired to seek novelty, which produces a hit of dopamine, the feel-good chemical in our brains. As soon as a new stimulus is noticed, it is no longer new. And after a while, it bores us. To get that same pleasurable dopamine hit, we seek fresh sources of distraction. So again, it goes to the point of these knowledge-gathering tasks, you know, which require intense study over a period of hours, are becoming harder to perform because people just aren't using those mental muscles. They're beginning to atrophy because people are just constantly distracted by the phone, you know, by watching the next 2-minute YouTube clip, by whatever. They mentally can't sit down and let a significant amount of information wash over them to actually absorb it. They can't do it anymore because their brains have atrophied, because they're so used to being distracted every 8 seconds, their attention spans are now less than a goldfish. So what is the consequence? I mean, people don't absorb enough information. They absorb a little bit of everything, which is so superficial, it's completely meaningless. Which is why, as Mark Dice has proven time and time again, people no longer know basic facts about their own environment, about their own history, about their own freedoms, but they probably know everything about Beyonce.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with
ExtendoVite. I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
The Varkas, final segment of this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show Overdrive. We've got huge savings on InfoWars Life Select 4-week food supply. You can save $89 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 140 servings of storable food, drinks and snacks for 28 days. The elite is preparing. They're buying their luxury underground bunkers. They're getting their storable food, their water. So why shouldn't you at least make some preparations for the same thing? Of course, if nothing happens, then you just eat the food and you save on your bills at the grocery store anyway. So it's a win-win, and you've got massive savings right now on InfoWars Life Select. $89 off the 4-week supply special, so check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just getting into the ubiquitousness of mass entertainment, the internet, smartphones, and how this is dumbing us down because, of course, we're being constantly distracted. One of those distractions, as Alex has talked about at length today, and he's been attacked for it, is Beyoncé. Now, this is a truly dreadful human being who is hurting black people. This is a soulless political prostitute. She constantly hijacks these poisonous, divisive cultural narratives for profit. We saw it with the whole feminism gig. Even though her husband, Jay-Z, has got the most misogynistic lyrics imaginable. You know, he cheats on her. But of course, she's a big feminist, she's a big icon. Not because she gives a damn about women's rights. I've never heard her talk once about female genital mutilation in the Middle East, about female drivers being treated as terrorists in Saudi Arabia. No, it's all about the completely fraudulent myths that can be blamed on the non-existent Western patriarchy. You know, the rape culture that doesn't exist, the manspreading, all the fallacious nonsense that feminists make up while ignoring real human rights, real women's rights issues. So, of course, she's come out with this new music video, which is basically riot chic. It's timed perfectly to cash in on this divisive Black Lives Matter movement, which, if you will recall, is based on their ideological inspiration, is on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list, Assata Shakur. She's a convicted cop killer. So it's no surprise that the more radical fringe elements of this movement have killed cops as part of Black Lives Matter revenge attacks, as we saw in New York City a couple of Christmases ago with Ishmael Brinsley. They've plotted to bomb police stations, and they've openly marched down the street in their hundreds calling for dead cops. We played that video before. So now Beyoncé is cashing in on that divisiveness with this riot chic video. Of course, the mainstream media has been in the can for that narrative the whole time. You know, Time magazine, in defense of looting after Ferguson, they've made it into something acceptable. And it's incredibly harmful to black people, because it's teaching them you don't need to work hard, you don't need to be intelligent, you don't need to concentrate on your education, you don't need to concentrate on building a business, you just need to be full of grievance and blame white people for everything and riot and burn down your own communities. And now Beyoncé is feeding into that narrative, which is very odd, because as little as 6 years ago, she was marching alongside riot police during her 2010 Grammy performance. So again, complete hypocrisy. She flip-flops from one narrative to the next, simply to cash in, simply to exploit these divisive cultural narratives. Now even Obama has come out and said that Black Lives Matter activists should stop yelling at people. So even Obama now has had a backlash against BLM. But that's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Check out the radio show 11 to 2 tomorrow and InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN.